Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Delighted to have you join us. And of course, even more delighted when you get social with us. You can do that, you know, follow us on Twitter at IT Radio Show. Like us, of course, on Facebook, fb.com/intotomorrow. And you get personal with me as well, if you'd like. I'd love it if you get social with me, too. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all the same, at Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. Our next guest provides cybersecurity consulting to Fortune 500 companies and is author of the new book, Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. Yeah, we all know there's certainly an evil side, and then some. Joining us, as I mentioned, the author of Online Danger and Secure Anchor Cybersecurity Consulting Firm, Dr. Eric Cole. Dr. Cole, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about these things, but we do every week at one point or other for 23 years now on the air on this show, talking about the dangers online, because you got to be very naive or just flat out stupid to not know there are dangers online.
Absolutely. And the problem is most people are using social media sites, computers, and phones, and they assume they're secure by default. And that's the biggest mistake you can make, because all of this technology is wide open and vulnerable.
So that's a good point. Just folks that sit back and kind of figure, I'm okay. I don't go to places I shouldn't. I'm not on sites that are questionable. Why would there be a problem for me?
Exactly. I joke that 10 years ago, you would only have to worry about getting infected with viruses and malware if you surfed the porn sites. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately today, if you go to any site, not only could it be compromised, but in many cases, you go to a search engine, you put in a search result, and many of those results that you click on are actually malicious, and one click is all it takes to compromise your system.
How do you know, then, if your search results are going to be a hazard for you?
That's the problem, is the adversary, the hackers, they have gotten so good that they make their results look just like legitimate results. So unfortunately, the advice today is one of two things. Either have a separate computer that you surf the web on so when it gets infected, your personal data is protected, or only go to known trusted sites.
Wow. And I got to say, while that's good advice, it's also not so practical, though, I think, for most of us, because how can we do any work, as I do and many people do, all day online and answering emails and whatnot and having to go to sites and click links and everything else if you say, wait, I need, hold on, it's a separate computer, so now let me manually put in that long, convoluted link because I want to be protected. It sounds like great advice, but how practical is something like that?
What it ultimately comes down to is how much is the pain worth to you? Because if you look at driving in a car, wearing a seatbelt is an inconvenience. But we've learned to do it because it keeps us safer. What I do is if I'm just doing general surfing, general information, I have one computer. But if I ever have to do online banking, anything that's real sensitive, anything that if it got compromised would really cause harm, that's when I use the second computer. And yes, the first 30 days of doing it, it's going to be annoying. But once you get the habit built, you'll be much safer.
The seatbelt analogy is actually a good example. I think that kind of makes sense. I know we've had a record-breaking year of cyber attacks this past year. In 2018 and beyond, as we head further into tomorrow, I'm imagining the threats are only going to get worse.
Yeah, the way I describe it is 2017 was just the warm-up. That was just the cover band, because adversaries and attackers were still figuring out the landscape. Now that they know it's big money, 2017 finished $8 billion of cybercrime, and they're estimating in 2018 for it to triple.
Oh, jeez. You know, and you would hope that there's not that many bad actors, guys and gals around the world that have nothing better to do than to mess with us or try to steal our data or our money or otherwise. But yeah, you're right. It's only getting worse, and we've only barely scratched the surface. 8.5 billion connected things will be in use worldwide this year. And of course, that also includes like a growing number of toys that can be connected online, and many folks got them, gave them this past holiday season. That poses even more problems now when we're talking about toys and hackers can get into our kids' toys.
Exactly. And the problem is most people are good, moral, ethical people, so they don't think like the adversary. And I hear parents all the time going, seriously, if a hacker broke into my kid's Furby, their toy, and they turned on the camera or the microphone, who cares? What's the big deal? And then I tell them, what if a child predator turned on the camera to monitor your child and then used the location tracking service to find out when they were home alone? Mm. And unfortunately, this is happening today, and these really slimy people are using this technology to hurt our children.
And it is a scary thing, and certainly when you put it in those terms, it does happen, it is happening, and it can happen to your child as well with these things that are so fun to play with, but you've got to be careful. So do we not give these toys? Do we take them back if we did give them over the holidays? How do we deal with those kinds of things?
So the bad news is these toys out of the box are not secure and vulnerable. The good news is, if you actually read the directions, they give you ways to secure them. So if you spent 15, 20 minutes, you can make them secure, but they're not secure by default.
And one would think that would make so much sense for these companies to secure them by default so that they don't get the bad rep that they are getting now by us, for example, and others that are saying, well, let me see, I have a choice between a cool toy that may or may not be secure or something that's not connected to the internet or otherwise, and they'll have just as much fun with it.
The problem is, consumers today are still not willing to pay for security. So if you had one company that had a toy that was easy to use but vulnerable, and you had another toy that was very, very hard to set up and difficult to use but secure, unfortunately, the ease of use still wins today. And until that mentality changes, we're going to have a lot of issues and problems.
Wow. It continues to be all about the almighty dollar one way or the other, which, of course, in this case, time is money. And somebody's got to make it secure or put it in the instructions, and we take our time to make it secure. But certainly your kids are worth following those instructions and doing it right.
Exactly. But unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't aware. So when I tell parents, listen, they're not secure, but they can be. Every single parent does the right thing, but that message isn't getting out there.
Yeah. Well, it is in this case, and that's a good
exactly.
thing, certainly. And glad that you're helping to spread that word. Now, one of the things you talk about as well is that unsecured Bluetooth connections can also put kids in danger?
Yes, because Bluetooth is just another form of wireless. You have to be a little closer. But this is an example. When Bluetooth first came out, you had to be very close. The new technology, you can be pretty far, thousands of feet away. So if they're playing in a store or somewhere else, somebody can still connect, still get access, and still spy on your children.
Jeez. I mean, so it's weird because you could have a creep in the coffee shop as you're in there with your kids getting a little refreshing beverage and so forth. And maybe they're wearing headphones, so you don't know what they're listening to. But they're actually maybe eavesdropping on your kids playing with the toys across the room.
Exactly. And the thing that's so frustrating to me is when you buy those toys, they have warnings about this piece a kid can choke on. They have warnings that there's plastic where the kid could suffocate, but they have no warning about cybersecurity. So parents are fully unaware of just how easy it is for these criminals to cause harm.
I hope you're not in the middle of traffic and we're causing you a problem. So I'm hearing car horns. So.
No, I was in a meeting and had to step out, so I thought I found a quiet area, but somebody, of course, has to honk their horn.
As long as you're not talking and driving, interviewing and driving, that we want you to be safe. That's fine.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Eric, you mentioned Furbies earlier as one good example. What other kinds of toys that parents might have provided to their children this past holiday season, or grandparents or otherwise, should they be particularly careful for, or that you're hearing more about in terms of these kinds of issues?
Any toy that has a camera, has a microphone, or has any internet connectivity, you want to watch out for. Like one of the ones I saw that just terrified me, it was a hide and seek game where basically you would hide these toys around the house, and then you would use an app on your phone, and it would use the location service to tell you where the toys were hidden. And I'm thinking, if that's in your kid's pocket, you are basically giving your child a tracking device where anyone could find or locate them.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound like a cool, fun toy for hide and seek, but no, that it kind of defeats that whole purpose about keeping your own child safe.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, you want to learn more, you've got to visit OnlineDanger.com. Dr. Eric Cole, the author of Online Danger, get his book as well, available everywhere you would expect to find books. And check out the site. We'll link you there, too. Of course, Erica, you're a delight to talk to. It's unfortunate we have to talk about this, but I'm glad that you're bringing these important things to mind, and we're happy to help you spread the word and warn parents and grandparents and kids themselves to be extra careful.
And I appreciate that, because my mission is to make cyberspace safe for your children and your family.
Well, keep up the good work as you're doing it, and we appreciate that by all means. OnlineDanger.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure.